praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps we have received from you. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for great interventions your power has demonstrated in our situations. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for making our lives produce godliness, righteousness, and faith, and holiness. Thank you for all the good things you have caused us to produce. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us in those areas we really needed your help. Thank you, Lord, for controlling and organizing the affairs of our lives to align with your will and desires. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for your promises that is coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for a new beginning that we are already sensing and perceiving and discerning. We thank you, Lord, for that new beginning that is happening already in our lives or about to happen to us. Thank you, Father. We are here again to seek your face because we strongly believe in your ability and grace and mercy. We strongly believe that you alone can help us and bless us and fix us and change our lives. And that is why we are here tonight, to call upon you in prayer. O Lord, do not look away from our supplications and prayers tonight. Cause your face to shine upon us. Pay attention to our requests. Hearken to our voices. Let the cries of our hearts reach you where you are in heaven. and let the answers to our prayers come very quickly. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord, who can be trusted, because he does not fail his own people, he is here tonight for you. And if you can pray with faith and not just think this is just one of the usual prayer sessions. If you can really pray with faith, I believe the Lord will help you and bless you. Amen. We're going to take some songs before we go into prayer points. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share glory with any man. You will never share glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. the earth. How excellent is your name. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power.
Yes, Lord.
For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created.
You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is I. Your name is higher than every other name.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, sing it. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, King of Israel. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord, King of the universe. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders, Most High. You do wonders. You do wonders, Most High. You do wonders. You walk miracles. You walk miracles. Most High. You walk miracles. Mighty miracles. You walk miracles, Most High. You walk miracles because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. Lion of Judah, you are the Lord Most High, you are the Lord.
Hallelujah. We begin to praise Him, worship Him, exalt Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, worship His majesty, worship the Creator of all things, the Creator of your own life, your very life, the Creator of time and seasons, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of life and death, the Creator of light and darkness, the Creator of all creatures, worship Him. Even the Creator of creators, that is who He is, worship Him, glorify Him, magnify Him. Who is the Lord to you? Praise Him for who He is, and also for who He is to you. Praise Him for who He is to you. Give Him glory. Give Him thanks. Give Him praises. Adore Him. Celebrate Him. Honor Him. Worship Him. For there is nothing else that is as important as our Lord and His ways. For there is nothing else that we hold so valuable as our Lord, our rock. Worship Him, glorify Him, for no one else is like Him. No one else can be like Him. No one else can replace Him. No one can control Him. No one can advise Him. He knows all things. He rules over all. No one can question Him. For He is the Lord. And everything He does is right. Everything He does is perfect. Praise Him. We worship You, Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of Your throne. We worship You, Father. You speak and it comes to pass. You reverse irreversible things. You change unchangeable things. You make possible impossible things. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Lord. Thank You for being our God. For not everyone has You as their God. Thank You, Lord, for being our God. Thank You for being our Lord. Thank You for being our strength, our shepherd, our provider, our health, our healing, our healer. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to thank God and you're going to mean it with the whole of your heart. You're going to say, Father, thank you, for you have not failed me. You have never failed me. You have never let me down. Thank you, Father. There's never been a time you failed me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you, for you have never failed me. You have never let me down. You have never let me down. There have never been a time you failed me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If not for your interventions, I would not be where I am today. If not for your support, I would not be who I am today. If not for your helps, I would not have what I have today. If not for your mercies, if not for your grace, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you have never failed me. In fact, you have given to me more than I have asked you. Praise the Lord. Do you know that what the Lord is doing for you is more than what you are saying right now. I mean, what the Lord is doing for you, preparing for you, many of them is unknown to you. What the Lord is doing in your life. Maybe I should put it that way. Many of what the Lord is doing in your life is not yet known to you. Yeah, many of what God is doing for your favor is not yet known to you. Yeah, so that is why you must always be grateful. Yeah, because if God can show you the things He's doing for you that you are not seeing, you will start crying. And you know why you start crying? You start crying for being so foolish and ungrateful. You start crying for murmuring and complaining. Yeah, if He can show you just a bit of the things He's doing for you that you are not aware of, if He can show you a bit of it, you will start begging Him, telling Him that you are sorry for thinking He's doing nothing or has done nothing. Now, so you are going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, I thank you because you have never failed me. I thank you, Lord, for you have never let me down. You have always been good to me. You have always been good to me. Thank you for caring for my life. Thank you for covering me. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for helping me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for everything you have done in my life. Both the things you have done and you are doing that I'm aware of, and the ones that you are doing that I'm not even aware of. Thank you, Lord, for them all. Thank you, Father, for them all. Thank you for helps you have released into my life. The ones I know and the ones that I don't know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessings you have released into my life. Thank you for everything you are doing in my life. Thank you for everything you are doing in me, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for not withdrawing your support from my life. For you have never failed me. You have never let me down. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I need grace to accomplish things my human strength cannot accomplish, things my human strength cannot achieve. Father, I need grace. I need grace. Give me grace to accomplish, to achieve, to attain heights my human strength cannot reach. Give me grace to accomplish great things my human strength cannot accomplish. Give me grace, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I need grace. Grace to become what my strength cannot make me become. Grace to possess what my strength cannot enable me to possess. Grace to attain heights my human strength cannot take me. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me such grace in the name of Jesus. Give me grace, Father. Give me grace, Father. Give me grace, Father. Give me grace, Father. In the name of Jesus. Give me grace, Lord. Give me grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Grace to achieve things my strength cannot achieve. Give me grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Grace to fulfill the things my strength cannot fulfill. Give me grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Grace to learn what my human wisdom, my human mind can never learn. Give me such grace, O Lord. Grace to experience wonderful things, glorious things my human nature and strength cannot experience. Oh Lord, give me such grace. Give me grace, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O God of all flesh, produce changes in my life. Positive changes, great changes. That will glorify your name in the earth. You're going to say, O God of all flesh, produce changes in my life. Produce transformations in my life that will glorify your name in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mahashtegana hataragala. Tehashtena sesajigalaga. O God of all flesh, produce changes in my life that will glorify your name in the earth. Produce changes in my career, changes in my calling, changes in my ministry, changes in my marriage, in my family, that will glorify your name in the earth. O God of all flesh, the hashtag gatetema de talagla, bahasho jan deso sejugala, produce changes in my life. The Bible says, and God was speaking there, He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am the God of all flesh. The God of all flesh. Say, O God of all flesh, produce changes in my life that will glorify your name in the earth. In the name of Jesus, produce changes in my life. Produce changes in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, powers from my family bloodline, troubling the fulfillment of my destiny, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to see powers from my family bloodline, troubling the fulfillment of my destiny, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Dihide kishishana kadamala, tesujide nitasovandeshla, powers from my father's lineage, powers from my mother's lineage, troubling the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume battles, consume those battles, standing at the point of manifestation of my breakthroughs to hinder them, standing at the point of manifestations of my blessings to hinder them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume those battles, consume those battles. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Gajiha tendo beruya kidashda. Dalelene deke tage dishina bala. Tasu jana debeshtedea. Lihande kekujida gala. Battles of darkness. Standing at the point of manifestation of my breakthroughs to hinder them. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are you praying seriously? Say, battles of darkness, standing at the gate of my breakthroughs, standing at the gate of my blessings to hinder their manifestation, their release. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Battles of darkness standing at the gate of my blessings to stop them from entering into my life. Battles of darkness standing at the gates of my divine visitations, standing at the gates of my prosperity, to stop them from entering into my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit of laziness, that is upon my life to stop me from fulfilling destiny, to stop me from fulfilling God's purpose in the head. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to see every spirit of laziness upon my body, upon my mind, upon my soul, upon my spirit. Stopping me from fulfilling destiny, hindering me from possessing my possessions. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Spirit of laziness. Spirit of laziness. Spirit of weariness. Spirit of weakness. Stopping me from fulfilling the purpose of God in the earth. Stopping me from using my time correctly. Using my hours, my days correctly. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit of talkativeness, every spirit of talkativeness, I believe you know what that means, talking too much, that is wasting away my spiritual virtues, wasting away my spiritual energy, wasting away my spiritual strength. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. You spirit of talkativeness that is wasting away my spiritual strength, wasting away my spiritual virtues, wasting away my spiritual energy, my spiritual fire. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every wind of confusion and deception assigned to mislead me out of God's plans for my life, be destroyed by fire. Every wind of confusion and deception assigned to take me out of God's plans for my life, God's purpose for my life, to mislead me out of God's plans and God's purposes for my life. be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Gejede Canada Tenegla. Dijishan Dekusene Gashanada. Tashta Tedabashana Galabala. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire. Every wind of deception, every wind of confusion sent into my life to mislead me out of the will of God, to mislead me out of God's plans and purposes, be consumed by fire. Thank you, Lord. Be consumed by fire. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every health problem in my body, whether I know it or I don't know, any problem hiding in my body that is against my health, I command them to disappear right now. Every hidden or open health problem in my body, I command you to come out right now, disappear right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I command every hidden health problem or open health problem, every known health problem or unknown health problem in my body system, I command you, come out right now. Come out right now. Come out right now. Gijende ke tande baradanala. Nejeje ki suzan do dekushna. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every hidden health problem and known health problem in my body system, I command you to come out now. Jante kidashda, bade horon de gileshdada. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, uproot every plantation of darkness in my life to withdraw peace and comfort from our life. Mighty hand of God, uproot them now. Uproot them now. I'll begin to pray like that. Mighty hand of God, uproot them. Mighty hand of God, uproot them. Every plantation of darkness in my body, soul, and spirit, in my environment, to withdraw peace from my life, to withdraw comfort from my life. Mighty hand of God, pull them out. Now in the name of Jesus, uproot them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, we have come to a point in time where you must learn. Take note of the word must. Yeah, we have come to a point in time where you must learn to trust God for good health and for healing. We have come into that time where you must depend on God for health and healing, not on drugs, not on doctors, in fact, not on anything, but on God. I mean, when I mean anything, I'm referring to any other thing that people use for healing. Yeah. I mean, maybe some people use herbs or some fruits. There's nothing wrong in using things that God has already provided in nature for healing, but you must not trust in them. Your trust must be in God. I know what I'm saying. So we have come to that time that you must learn it. Take note of the word must. You must learn to trust God for healing and health. Not drugs, not doctors, not vaccines, not herbs. Trust God. Yeah, the reason is because God is going to heal faster people who trust Him for healing than those who have a divided trust, those whose one heart is on drugs and the other heart is on God. Yeah. And the reason why God will heal those that trust Him first is because He's not a partial God. It is whatsoever you sow that you will reap. So God is very quick to heal those that trust only Him for healing and health than those that still trust some other alternatives. Yeah. So even if you are going to use any other alternatives, have you sought God first about your health? Yeah. So some people, they don't even bother to sought God when they have maybe headache or some pains or some symptoms. They don't bother to trust God. They just go and look for what they know can help them. Now, when those things they know can help them now fail them, that is when they now start running to God for healing. Why not trust God first? Yeah, if you now trust God and then God say, okay, go and use those alternatives. Fine. Yeah, but have you trusted God first for your healing? I don't know if you are getting my point. This is common sense. If you believe He is your healer, do you trust Him? Do you call on Him first when you are sick? Do you call on Him first when you are sick? Or you try to look for alternatives? Yeah, if you don't always call on Him first when you are sick, it means you don't believe He's your healer. Yeah, it means He's not your healer. Yeah. That's what it means. Yeah. And God is not saying that only when you have serious sickness, that's when you should call me. God is saying that even your headache, the small headache, I want to heal it. Even the small back pain, I want to heal it. So God is saying that everything that is wrong in your body, since your body is His temple, He wants to heal them. And then you don't consult Him first when anything goes wrong in that body, in that temple of God you carry. You don't consult Him first. The thing you go for is that alternative that you know, that drug that you know, that medicine that you know. That is wrong. Even if the drug is okay, even if the drug has no side effect, you are not the owner of your body. Talk to Him about your body first. Yeah. Then if He now wants you to use alternative, He will let him give you the go ahead. Yeah. And many Christians have failed in this simple divine rule. And that is why many Christians are dying of sicknesses, because they don't trust God for their health and healing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to always trust You for my health and healing. It is idolatry to think that something is going to heal you without God. Yeah. In fact, a wise doctor, whether orthodox doctors or natural doctors that use herbs, a wise doctor that knows God will tell you that It is not this thing I'm giving to you that will heal you. Doctors that knows God, they will tell you that. Nurses that knows God, they will tell you, it is not this thing I'm giving you. It is not this supplement. It is not these drugs. It is not these herbs. It is God that will heal you. Yeah, but now our generation, we have taken God away from the issues of healing and health. So we have replaced God with something else. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always trust you for my healing and health. Help me to always trust you. I don't want to trust the things you created more than you. Concerning my healing, concerning my health, I don't want to trust the things you created above you. Help me to trust you for my healing and health. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This issue is a very serious issue in the body of Christ, in Christendom. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. How can God use you to heal other people if you have not experienced that healing power, that raw healing power, not the one that you get through some alternatives, but the one that you get raw from heaven, from eternal life. When you have not experienced that raw healing power in your body, how can God use you to minister that same power to the sick when even you have not experienced it in your body? It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. Say, oh Lord, help me to always trust you and believe you for my healing and health in the name of Jesus. I don't want to trust in anything. I want to trust in you alone. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the reason why I say that we have come to a time where every Christian must learn to trust God for divine healing and divine health is because of the forces that are now attacking us. Yeah. We are in the time of the beast. The Antichrist. We are in the time of the Antichrist. And one of the strategies the Antichrist is going to use to capture billions of souls is their health. Their health. Mark my words. One of the strategies the Antichrist kingdom we use to capture billions of souls is the health of the people. Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. The Antichrist will spread some diseases and viruses. It will make people get so sick. is going to inject diseases, viruses into the hair. And then later he's going to come up with a cure. It's just like what happened during a coronavirus. Coronavirus is just, I think this is how they say it in English. Say a tip of the iceberg. Yeah. That's what coronavirus is. We have not seen anything yet. Yeah, coronavirus is the least of the Antichrist diseases. Is the least. Let's say the lowest among thousands of his diseases and viruses. Yeah. So we have come to a time where the Antichrist will release out dangerous infectious diseases, highly contagious diseases, and then he will come with a cure, telling people that if you don't want to die like you saw your neighbor die, come and get this cure. And it is true that cure is going to give people a seed. So the Antichrist will give people his own seed. And everyone that partake of that seed, they will become like Antichrist themselves. I mean, they will become like beasts, like demons. They will change from normal human beings to something else. And when you change from human being to something else, it means you have lost salvation. Because you can only be saved when you are a human being. But the moment something else has been introduced into your body system that is now changing you, changing the way you think, changing the way you reason, yeah, the moment that thing has been introduced into your body, and is able to change your humanity into something that is not human, then forget it. You cannot make heaven, because you can only be saved when you are human. But if you have changed to something else, you can no longer be saved. There's no salvation anymore. So this is why you must learn to trust God for healing, because diseases are coming. Yeah, dangerous diseases are coming in these last days. And you must learn to trust God, number one, to not get those diseases. And if you happen to get them, to get healing directly from God. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, help me to learn and build a strong faith. I'm talking about diseases that when coronavirus came, there were drugs that could treat it. I'm talking about diseases that will come and there will be no drugs to treat them, even no herbs to treat them. Terrible times are coming. Yeah, but many Christians are blind. They don't see what is coming. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to build a strong faith. Help me to learn and build a strong faith that is able to keep me in health, that is able healing and health at all times. Help me, Father. Open your mouth. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Help me to learn and build a strong faith. Help me to learn and build a strong faith. Help me to learn and build a strong faith that is able to keep me in health at all times. Help me to build that kind of faith. Help me to build that kind of faith. Help me to build that kind of faith that is able to keep me in health at all times. That is able to give me healing and health at all times. Help me, Father. A strong faith that is able to shield me from the sicknesses and diseases the Antichrist will release in these last days. Help me to build a strong faith that is able to shield me against sicknesses and viruses and diseases that will be released in these last days. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, sanctify me Sanctify my spirit, soul, and body. Make me pure. Make me pure within and without. Sanctify my spirit, soul, and body. Make me pure. Make me pure within and without. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 verse 8, for they shall see God. For they shall see God. For they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Say, Father, sanctify me and make me pure, even in my inward parts. Sanctify me. Sanctify my spirit, soul, and body. Make me pure. Make me pure. Even in my innermost parts. Make me pure. So that I can see you and know you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Pollutions. Usually produce confusion. Especially concerning divine directions. Yeah, when there is no purity in your life, you'll be confused when it comes to divine directions, when it comes to being led by God, when it comes to knowing what to do per time. If you're not pure, you'll be confused. Yeah, because you will hear, if you are the type that hear voices or hear from God through voice, at that point you will hear different voices that are confusing themselves because there is no purity in your heart. If you are the type that gets dreams, at that point where you are praying for direction, divine direction, divine leading, you will get all manner of dreams that are confusing. Yeah. So even your visions will not be clear. Your dreams will not be clear. Yeah. And you will not be able to hear God clearly and know the will of God because of pollutions. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. And blood of Jesus. Take out every pollution in me. Now, take out every pollution in me that is confusing my life, confusing my dreams, confusing my revelations, confusing my spiritual senses. Fire of the Holy Ghost and blood of Jesus, take out every pollution in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus take out every pollution of darkness in me that is confusing my spiritual senses. Confusing my dreams and visions. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Take out every pollution in me. Take out They count every pollution in me. That is confusing my spiritual senses, confusing my revelations, my dreams, my visions, confusing my hearing from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, take out such pollutions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost shut down every door through which pollution of darkness are passing to enter into my life. Every door giving way for pollution of darkness to enter into my life, let the fire of God shut them down. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God shut down every door through which pollution of darkness are entering into my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost shut them down. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost shut them down. In the name of Jesus, every door giving access to demonic pollution to enter into my life, be closed forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be closed forever. Be shut down forever. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible told us that those of us who live or who are living should no longer live for themselves. I mean, those of us who are living should no longer live for ourselves. but for the one who died for us. Yeah, that's what the Word of God says. That those of us who are living should no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who gave His life for us. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, this life you have given to me, help me to live it all for you and your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, this life you have given to me, help me to live it all for you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, this life you have given to me, this breath you have given to me, this life you have given to me, help me to live it whole for your kingdom. Help me to live it whole. 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 In the name of Jesus. This life you have given to me, help me to live it whole for you and for your kingdom. Not for myself. Not for my will. Not for my passions. Not for my pleasures. Not for my selfish interests. Not for my self-centeredness. This life you have given to me, help me to live it whole for you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I quoted from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. That we should not live unto ourselves. That is the only way you can find God's purpose for your life. When you are not living for yourself, you are not living because of some selfish goals, some self-centered goals or self-centered interest. That is the only way you can find God's purpose for your life. Because God's purpose can never be selfish. Because God himself is not selfish. God is not living for himself. So God is not selfish. So his purposes can never be selfish. So therefore you cannot find God's purpose for your life if you still live for yourself, or you are living for your children, or you are living for your spouse. Yeah, or you are living for something that is still about yourself. Yeah, that's why I mentioned spouse, children. Yeah, because they are still about yourself. But we are talking about something that is completely not about yourself. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Living for a cause that is selfless, that you have nothing to gain for yourself. Why doing that thing? That is how you will find God's purpose and fulfill God's purpose. Yeah. And the painful thing is that the church today is full of selfish people, self-centered people. Yeah, selfish people. I mean, extremely selfish people. Self-centered people. People who only think about themselves and what they can gain for themselves. I want to believe that you are not like that. Yeah, I want to believe you are not among those people. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that your purpose for my life is not for selfish interests and selfish goals. Oh Lord, help me to be selfless so that I can find that purpose while I am still young, while I still have strength in my bones. Help me to be selfless so that I can find and understand your purpose for my life. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that your purpose is not about selfish interests and selfish goals and self-centered gain. Oh Lord, help me to be selfless so that I can discover your purpose for my life and fulfill it so that I can understand your purpose for my life. Help me to be selfless. Help me to be selfless. Some Christians, when they have something to gain from something, from a walk, that is when their bones will be strong during that walk. But if you ask them to do a walk that they have nothing to gain from it, there is only God that has something to gain from it, their bones will be weak to do such things because money is not coming out of it. Yeah. What a wicked generation. Say, oh Lord, help me to be selfless. Thank you, Lord, so that I can find your purpose for my life and understand it, because I know that that purpose is not selfish. That purpose is not selfish. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of addictions to sin in my life. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of addictions to sin in my life. I want to please God. Destroy every stronghold of addiction to sin in my life. Addiction to sin in my emotions. Addiction to sin in my feelings. Blood of Jesus, destroy such strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Pray. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every stronghold of addiction to sin in me. For I want to please God. I want to please God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I want to please God. Blood of Jesus, destroys strongholds of addictions to sin in my life, that I may be released to please God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every power that I've placed a full stop on the flow of God's blessings into my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, every power that I've placed a full stop. Yeah, all that I've stopped the flow of God's blessings into my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. La jedekete sanda dashtara. Catch fire on the Holy Ghost. Catch fire on the Holy Ghost. Every power that I've placed a barrier on the flow of God's blessings in my life. Every power that I've placed a full stop on the flow of God's blessings into my life. Be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every power that I've placed a full stop, that I've placed a restriction, a barrier to stop the flow of God's blessings into my life, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed by fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every negative spoken word that is producing evil in my life, causing evil in my life. You're going to say, I cancel them now. I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Negative spoken words. Negative spoken words. Negative utterances that is creating evil in my life. Causing evil to happen in my life. I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Negative utterances negative spoken words that have been uttered into my life and are creating evil, producing evil in my days, in my life, calling and destiny, I cancel them now. I cancel them now. I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to remain silent when the words of my mouth will not glorify you. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to keep quiet when the words of my mouth will not glorify, when the words of my mouth will not produce righteousness, help me to keep quiet. Help me to remain silent in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to remain silent. Help me to keep quiet when the words of my mouth will not glorify you. When the utterance from my mouth will not produce righteousness. When the words of my mouth will not please you. Help me, Lord, to remain silent in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, to restrain me from talking when my words will not glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray the last prayer point right now. Yeah, you're going to ask God to help you not to make a mistake that will make you lose his wonderful plans for your life in this year. His beautiful plans and desires for your life in this year. You're going to say, Father, help me not to make the mistake that would alter your beautiful plans for my life in this year, that will stop the manifestation of your great plans for my life in this year. Oh Lord, help me not to make that mistake. Help me, oh Lord. Begin to pray like that. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, not to make the mistake that will terminate your plans and desires and decisions for my life in this year. Help me not to make such mistakes. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me not to make such mistakes in the name of Jesus. The mistake that will frustrate your plans for my life in this year. The mistake that will hinder the fulfillment of your plans for my life in this year. Oh Lord, do not let me make it. Do not allow me to make it. In the name of Jesus, do not let me make such mistakes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you now. King of glory, ancient of days, mighty Redeemer, great physician, almighty God, we praise you, for you are the Lord, and there is none like you. We praise you for the great for the greatness of who you are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the good things you have released into our lives, the good things you have performed in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helps you have offered us during the course of these prayers, even helps we did not ask for. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for a glorious and satisfying future that you have ordained and prepared for each of us right here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the assurance you have given to us that we shall inherit such future. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you who have raised up your hands, that the hand of God will touch your hands right now, and grace from God, from God's hands, strength from God's hands, power from God's hands shall enter into your body into your spirit, into your soul, right now in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall transfer into your life grace that you need to achieve what human strength has never been able to achieve on earth. Receive that grace now by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Anointing to do great exploits that is far beyond your academic qualification, great exploits, great success that is far beyond your wisdom, far beyond your age, your experience. Receive that anointing right now. Receive that power right now. In the name of Jesus. In this time of your life, in this age of your life, you shall be empowered by God to solve the problems prevailing in your generation. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, in this age of your life, in this time of your life, you shall be empowered by God to solve problems affecting your generation. In the name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God shall lift you up, and you shall no longer suffer. You shall no longer struggle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.